staff, but there's a whole bunch of people who are on staff, and we want those of you who are here for the week or here for the weekend to know those folks, and we just want to let you know, because of course, it doesn't happen by itself. There's a great crowd that takes care of it. There's one bunch of people who come in just for the week. I'm one of those. We arrived last Sunday along with everybody else who came for this week and have been helping in classes or serving as liaisons or whatever. And so we wanted to have those people just stand up for a second. Actually, you could stand up for quite a while. Who's anybody out there who came this week and helping us work? Then there's a pretty good-sized group who's been here for all 5 weeks, who came in or maybe came part of a week early, worked through it, keep the store running, keep everything going on, the stage crew that are already still working. But how about those folks? Any of you out there in the audience who still? Go ahead and let folks show some appreciation. There's more of you out there. They're working on. And of course, Augusta is a year-round operation, and there are a faithful few who are here all year long, keeping all the records in place and keeping everything working and getting ready for the next year at the same time that they're finishing up the year before. Are you folks in the audience? I know Margo's here, Joyce is here, Sheila was here, there's Sheila's here. Gordon is around somewhere. I shouldn't name names because I'll forget somebody, but thank you all for making it happen, keeping us going. Back to our sociogram, I was just thinking also, more and more I hear conversation about age. I got my application to AARP this spring, but so I just thought maybe we'd sort of run through. I was just curious not to ask anybody's age, but actually, this isn't that much about age. For one thing, the first Augusta, I should have kept some lights, if I remember right, was 1972. Is that right, the first one? And I was just curious, who's here that was not yet born in 1972? That's great. Sometimes, you know, we see more and more boomer sorts of ads and look at the aging population, but they're out there, and that's great. Who is here with other members of your family? You just didn't come by yourself. Which also is kind of a new thing for, I'm fairly sure 10 years ago when I first came, I don't think that happened so much. Who's here with your parents? That's great. Who's here with your children? I guess that could work that way, two to one. Who, is there anybody here with three generations of your family here this week? That's great. That's fabulous. I'm happy to hear it. I better not carry on too much longer because it looks like we're all ready for our next couple of performers. Oh, really quickly, I was going to mention to you, we have one more set of performers before intermission. We will take a short intermission. There's more music, so don't go too far. The Augusta store is set up out in the lobby. So in case you didn't get your shopping done yet by now, or at least your Augusta shopping, there's yet another opportunity to buy CDs and videos and souvenirs and t-shirts and all those good things. Maybe t-shirts. So don't miss that. There's a Zydeco dance following the concert, which will be on the pavilion out here behind the auditorium. So, but don't go away too soon. We do have lots more music coming. Our next couple of performers before the intermission, we have Bob Herring and Joe Fallon that are gonna play for you. They've been teaching all week. Bob's been doing guitar class, and Joe, the world-renowned bass player, has been teaching bass. They ended up sharing a room and sort of learned some of the same tunes so they could play together. And in spite of sharing a room all week, they're still prepared to play together tonight. A classroom, that is what they shared. As far as I know. Joe Fallon has been coming to Augusta since 1980. In one capacity or another, often as a member of the Critton Hollow String Band, which of course have been a treasured part of Dance Week for many years, and currently living in Charlottesville, Virginia. He's been teaching the bass class this week. As I mentioned, there are Critton Hollow recordings available in the store that include Joe. And then Bob Herring, who comes from Orange County, Indiana, He survived judging at Clifftop the week before he came up here. His CD entitled Old Paint is not available here, but is available wherever you can find it, and comes highly recommended. I don't know why he didn't bring him with him. We'll work on that. Anyhow, he was teaching the guitar class, but tonight he taught guitar, Joe taught bass. They're bringing out other instruments to play for you, I think, in this next set. So please welcome Mr. Joe Fallon and Bob Herring.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here and quite an honor to share the stage with so many great players. And it's been a great week for me. I'd like to thank my guitar class. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, go ahead, give yourself a round. And that is the only room that Joe Fallon and I did share. We didn't share any room. He'll be coming out here in a second. He just wanted to put me on the spot here at first, so. Thank you again, and we'll play a little tune called Old Time Cotton Eye Joe. That's a hard one to quit.
Bob. Hi, Joe. I was getting the hook out.
Did I play it too long?
What's that?
Did I play it too long?
No, it's perfect.
Yeah. That tune came from John Brown from Mississippi, and actually at the end of the recording, you can hear him in the background saying, "I just can't quit." Seriously. Okay, now what? Oh, yeah.
Bob's going to change fiddles here, as he's going to do a few times tonight. And we're going to play one of his compositions. This is a tune called The Bells of Mecklenburg.
Bells of Mecklenburg. Yeah. And this goes out to my good buddy, Old Russ.
Do I have a great gig or what? I just get to sit here and smack chords and listen to Bob Herring play. I love it.
Thank you. I'm not worthy.
I ain't gonna fight with you.
What's that?
I've said I'm not gonna fight with you on that one.
Okay. It's a deal. Let's see, let's play the old Greasy Goat.
Yeah.
Instead of that other one we were going to do.
All right. Thank you.
and I don't smoke, and I don't go with a greasy coat.
Thank you.
Well, at this point, Joe and I would like to bring a good friend of ours that you all know out here. He's ever prevalent. And he's a good guy and a great fiddle player. And we're going to play a tune that I wrote about 3 years ago, a waltz, and it's... something that I taught, well, his name's Jake Crack. something I taught Jake about 2 years ago, exactly this day, I believe, here. So I thought it might be nice to play that waltz.
Well, come out here, boy.
Jake?
We have to come back there and get you?
He wants applause. I've known Jake and his mother and father for a long time. Jake was running around with my boys in the woods of southern Indiana. How old were you when I first met you? 8, 9, something like that?
Probably about.
Just picking up the fiddle. Okay, so let's let her rip. This is called the Hazelden Waltz. Thank you.
Thanks.
You can get that recording on Jake's last CD, right?
Home at Last.
Home at Last? Jake plays it. Well, this will be our last number, Joe.
That's right.
Brown's Dream.
I'm right behind you, Bob.
Okay. That's what I'm afraid of. See, I learned this tune from Joe Burchfield and the Roan Mountain Hilltoppers from Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And I spent a couple, 3 weeks with them, and that was a real time. And it's a great tune. And Lord help us get it right, Jake.
Right behind you.
You right behind me, too? Okay, right.
Get in line, brother.
Oh, man. Thanks for listening, folks, and it was a pleasure to be here this week. Thanks to all the Augusta staff, and you guys do a wonderful thing here. Very inspirational. So here we go, Brown's Dream.
Joe Fallon, and with Jake Crack. So we're going to take a bit of an intermission, about 20 minutes, last chance for the Augustus store, but don't go too far. Come back for second half with Bruce Molsky, Balfa Toujours, and the Average Zip Code.